Hey, guys, if you missed out on the last conference in Nashville, Tennessee, you don't want to miss out on the next one. It's April 28th through May 3rd, Orlando, Florida, the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. You made a mistake missing the last one. You don't want that to happen again on this one. 5 days of some of the best training you're ever going to experience packed into one event. We have an early bird special right now, $50 off. Use 24 early bird on our website, streetcop.com. Look for the conference, click the link, register today. If you want to get significantly better at this profession in 5 days, don't dare miss out on the 2024 Street Cop Conference.
11110.
Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Street Cop Training Podcast. I'm your host, founder and CEO of Street Cop Training. My name is Dennis Bonino. Today I'm going to read some case law excerpts which will help you do your job better and help conceptualize how these applications apply in the field for you to know how to work within the confines of the Fourth Amendment. All right, today we're gonna talk about Wyoming v. Houghton. This is a case out of 1998, and I'll read what happened at the case and what the US Supreme Court said. This is a good one for everybody to know, and essentially it's addressing topics related to the automobile exception, namely a passenger's belongings in the vehicle if they are found inside the car with probable cause. They are searchable. Let me read the case. During a routine traffic stop, a Wyoming Highway Patrol officer noticed a hypodermic syringe in the driver's shirt pocket, which the driver admitted using to take drugs. The officer then searched the passenger compartment for contraband, removing and searching what respondent and passenger in car claimed was her purse. He found drug paraphernalia there and arrested the respondent on drug charges. The trial court denied her motion to suppress all evidence from the purse as fruit of the unlawful search, holding that the officer had probable cause to search the car for contraband and, by extension, any containers therein that could hold such contraband. In reversing, the Wyoming Supreme Court ruled that an officer with probable cause to search a vehicle may search all containers that might conceal the object of the search, but if the officer knows or should know that a container belongs to a passenger who is not suspected of criminal activity, then the container is outside the scope of the search unless someone had the opportunity to conceal the contraband within it to avoid detection. Applying that rule here, the court concluded that the search violated the Fourth and Fourteenth Amendments. Now it gets appealed up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and here's what our Supreme Court said. Held, police officers with probable cause to search a car, as in this case, may inspect passengers' belongings found in the car that are capable of concealing the object of the search. In determining whether a particular governmental action violates the Fourth Amendment, this court inquires first whether the action was regarded as an unlawful search or seizure under common law when the amendment was framed. Where that inquiry yields no answer, the court must evaluate the search and seizure under traditional reasonable standards by balancing an individual's privacy interests against legitimate governmental interests. This court has concluded the framers would have regarded as reasonable the warrantless search of the car that the police had probable cause to believe contained contraband, as well as the warrantless search of the containers within the automobile exception, citing U.S. v. Ross. Neither Ross nor the historical evidence it relied upon admits of a distinction based on ownership. The analytical principle underlying Ross's rule is also fully consistent with the balance of this. So, what does that mean? Well, translate it a little bit. If you stop a car and you have probable cause to search that vehicle, and you have passengers outside of that vehicle, everything inside the car, according to the Carroll Doctrine and what was discussed in U.S. v. Ross 1982, is in fair play. Caution to Kansas. They're one of those states where you'd have to be careful about Wyoming v. Houghton, where they part ways with the U.S. Supreme Court a little bit here. Use the search function and input Kansas case law. It should come up and it'll be in there. Everybody, I hope you all found value in this podcast episode. As we'll continue to read case law, it's important for cops to know to go out into the field to do their job more appropriately within the guidelines and confines of the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Thank you again. Appreciate your continued support. Hey guys, check out our upcoming training at streetcop.com. Don't forget, we have 50 instructors nationally teaching a variety of topics. These are the best classes you're going to experience in your career. We make sure of it. You're going to love it. I guarantee you, you're going to be thankful that you went. Check us out at streetcop.com for all upcoming classes in your area.